You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, each year, a nonpartisan group of young Texans involved in business, professional, and academic life, the Texas Lyceum, they call themselves, conducts the, well, it's one of the most watched and most respected opinion surveys in all of Texas. It's called the Texas Lyceum Poll, naturally enough, and it explores what issues Texans are thinking about and why. One of those tasked with conducting this annual poll is Darren Shaw. He is also a professor of government at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Shaw, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Top issue facing Texans also turns out to be an issue that the Lyceum poll has never really focused on in its 11-year history, although I'm sure that questions have been asked about this issue. Well, what is the biggest issue, according to your findings?
Well, immigration and border security, which is not surprising. We started the poll, I believe, in 2007. And right after that, of course, you had the economic meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
So for a couple of years, the economy and jobs were one of the top two issues. But even then,
yeah,
the, you know, the collapse of the American financial system, border security and immigration at the state level was on par with the economy and jobs. And so as the economy has receded somewhat as, mm-hmm. as an issue, border security, illegal immigration, and immigration continue to be on the minds of Texans.
If immigration is the number one issue, do Texans think it to be a bad thing as a sort of a net issue, a net effect for Texas?
That was one of the things we wanted to explore here. We sort of divided the poll and the questions into buckets, and we wanted to start with immigration generally, not illegal immigration, not, you know, some of these policy recommendations or proposals. So we asked people, you know, do you think immigration helps more than it hurts? And we had a strong majority, 63% said that on the whole, immigration helps more than it hurts the United States.
Interesting. But there's an age factor as well, right?
Absolutely. Older people, and this is, there's a partisan effect, although it's not that strong. Older people tend to be a little more skeptical about immigration than younger people, which is, I guess, understandable maybe to many of your listeners, but it was interesting to find that and actually put a number on it.
If immigration is such an important thing to Texans, what is it that makes it important? Are there specific concerns that you're hearing in this poll?
There are. And, you know, it's interesting. I did some focus groups a few years back. We were up in Dallas and asked people about illegal immigration specifically, not immigration generally, but what were their concerns? And I was surprised at the specificity with which people were able to respond. It's not to say that there aren't components or strains of xenophobia or race that kind of animate some of these things. But that wasn't, people were talking very specifically. They thought it was a strain on local resources, especially police and EMT resources, and on the public schools. So we wanted to explore that here. And we asked people what we call an open-ended question. That is, tell us, you know, what concerns you about illegal immigration? And there were kind of three main responses. One was safety, or, you know, potential for crime. The other was the economy, the strain potentially on jobs, taking jobs away from people who are here who otherwise might have them. And then there was just sort of what I would call kind of a rule of law concern. People said that they think people should follow the rules. And these, there were lots of these different reasons about, you know, 19% for crime and safety, 17 for the economy and jobs, and 13 said, you know, that people should just follow the rules.
There's so much that we can explore, and we don't have much time left on the clock, but I have to ask you, did the wall come up?
The wall did come up. Texans are skeptical of the wall. They have always been skeptical. They don't necessarily think it's a great idea for a variety of different reasons, and they don't think it's probably a practical matter.
There are more findings from the Lyceum poll, which will be published as the week progresses. I don't suppose you can give us any heads up.
Oh, yeah. Well, for those of you who are interested in economic evaluations, all 15 of you out there, we have a continuing questions about the state of the economy, but we're going to get down and give you guys a little bit of candy, too. We asked a couple of hypothetical matchups for 2018.
Interesting.
You know, we do that to draw attention, even though there's a large caveat, of course, asking ballot questions this far out.
Well, you know, we haven't even touched on methodology, and there's so much more to go into here. We're out of time. We're going to ask you to go to texasstandard.org, where we'll have links to the Texas Lyceum poll. Darren Shaw is one of two people who oversee the Texas Lyceum poll. He's professor of government at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Shaw, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
My pleasure.